Next item, Ken Early, 10-0689. Mr. Nykert.
Mr. Early is requesting authorization to extend two vinyl groins a maximum of 30 feet landward and to construct a new third vinyl groin extending 56 feet channelward of mean high water adjacent to his property situated along the York River in Gloucester. This project requires both subaqueous permits and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Project location, York River out here, Gloucester Point. This is Sarah Creek here. Topographic map of the project site. 2009 aerial photo. This is the project here, project location here. Shoreline consists of a sandy beach and a wide, shallow, sandy subtidal flat channelward of the beach. Closer view, this is the property here. There is submerged aquatic vegetation extending well channelward of the beach. There are numerous groins along the shoreline, both upstream and downstream of the Early's property. Mr. Early's planning on doing water out this way. He's wanting to extend these two existing groins further landward and construct a third groin here near the property line. He had originally proposed to construct a vinyl bulkhead along the beach, pretty much along this location here. He withdrew that after staff explained we'd likely not be able to support that approval of the bulkhead on the beach area. According to the third groin was proposed as an alternative. The landward groin extensions and the new groin will impact approximately 100 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 22 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Gloucester County has not yet adopted the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance, similar to the last one you're serving as the Beaches and Dunes Board. Cross-sectional drawing of the new groin. It is a low-profile design, terminating with a height at mean low water at the channelward end, sloping landward at approximately a 10-to-1 slope. Typical cross-sectional design of the drawing of the design of the vinyl groin. Mr. Early Sandy Beach has migrated landward and now extends beyond the landward ends of the existing vinyl groins. The two landward groin extensions are designed to stabilize the sand on the landward portion of the beach. The new groin near the downstream property line is intended to address erosion of the beach that may be resulting from the recent failure of a groin located on the neighbor's property. This is the location of the new groin, basically extending along that, if you imagine extending from the fence line. This is a groin on Mr. West's property that was recently damaged. No comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner indicated they had any objection to the modification. VEM states a breakwater system would typically be the preferred alternative for shoreline stabilization. However, since there is SAB located channelward of the shoreline, they state that the construction of the groin within the established groin field is expected to have only temporary and localized impacts. They suggest beach nourishment be added to the created groin cell to minimize adverse impacts related to the interruption of sand transport. This is looking downstream at the timber groin location. Department of Conservation states they do not anticipate the project will adversely affect any of their programs. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries noted the presence of the bald eagle, peregrine falcon, and Kemp's Ridley turtles in the project vicinity. However, they stated they did not anticipate the project would adversely impact those species. They also recommended strict erosion and sediment controls, and again, a time of year restriction from February 15th to June 30th to minimize adverse impacts on any anadromous species. This is a ground shot looking down the shared property line where the new groin is proposed, basically out in this direction. Staff believes the construction of a low-profile timber groin within an established groin field is a reasonable approach to help maintain a sandy beach and stabilize the shoreline. We typically recommend against the placement of a groin near a shared property line. But in this case, it will be serving to replace a nearby deteriorated groin on the adjacent property. The addition of sand as beach nourishment within the created groin cell would both provide additional shoreline protection while minimizing the interruption of sand transport to downdrift properties. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403(10B) and 28.2.1205(a) of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with a condition that a minimum of 40 cubic yards of sand must be placed within the created groin cell within 14 days of completion of the new groin. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $11 for the encroachment of the groin on 22 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. Similar to the last one, given the project location and considering the width of the York River at the site, we do not feel the time of year restriction is necessary.
Any questions? I do have one.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I had to leave. Was there anything in your report that you just gave the commission that was not in your written report?
No, there was not.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you.
Sure.
Is Kent Early here or represented?
You want?
Thank you.
Would you raise your right hand?
Yes, sir.
Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Kent Early.
Proceed, please, sir. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I think Chip's done a pretty good job of depicting what I'd like to do on my property. Really, what I'm looking to do is pretty much protect my property. We're approximately 100 feet from the high water mark from the York River. And over the years, the nor'easters have just really wreaked havoc on both, all three of our properties, both my property and the property to the east and the west. The jetties on both sides are starting to fail, and I'm trying to just, one, protect my property, which I think in turn will help protect their properties as well. I talked to the owner of the property to the west of me, and he plans to extend his jetties as well to help shore up the shoreline in that area also.
And he's not here in opposition, so.
That's correct.
Beautiful home. Any questions of Mr. Early? Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Lane.
I move the approval of the project in accord with staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.